Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another live episode of the Butterfly Evolution Show. We want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. We have a very exciting and rewarding show scheduled for you tonight. What I'm going to do, just if you'll give me a minute before we get started, I'm going to go ahead and just send our information to Facebook and to the Blog Talk site. And in addition to that, we have a guest speaker on with us tonight as well. And I'm going to bring her in now, as well as Tika is online with us as well. So we have a really nice show scheduled for you tonight. Also, the chat line is open. I'm doing that now. Okay. So for those of you who are listening online by way of internet, please remember that you do have to be a registered follower of the show in order for us to receive your comment or your question here. If you're not a registered follower, but you are listening online tonight and you want to make a comment or you have a question, please, maybe for tonight, you can just try to call in using the call-in number of 818-691-7406, or you can take the time to register. It's a quick and easy process, and then we'll be able to get your comments or questions here. So the chat line's open, and we're going to just move forward. I want to start by bring everybody in. Tika, are you on with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. And Jocasta, are you on with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. Now, Jocasta, do you want to just kind of tell a little bit about your program first, or you want us to go ahead and get started? How do you want to do it? Why don't you just tell us a little bit, and then we'll kind of move into it.
Well, that sounds good. I'll give you an appetizer.
Okay.
I'm Jocasta. I'm Jocasta Odom, the CEO and founder of the Sister Circle in Georgia. And the Sister Circle is just a great women's organization, just about bringing together women of all nationalities, cultures, and backgrounds to show them their work. We provide a forum for them to, you know, receive motivation, love, and friendship, just all while having fun. And that's a good little tidbit about the Sister Circle, and our purpose is just to put God first in order to grow.
Okay, great. Thank you. And what we're going to do tonight, Jocasta's going to be on with us as we talk about letting go, because we're going to start next week with a kind of a follow-up to letting go, but we're going to have hopefully more women online. We're hoping that, and we'll tell you more about that towards the end of the show, hoping that women will kind of connect by way of group. Maybe you can get together at each other's houses and listen as a group, because what we want to do is work on or begin the process of healing as it relates to how we relate to one another, how we interact with one another, how we perceive one another. So that's where we're going to go here. So Jocasta is going to just fill in tonight and share some more information with you as we go through the process of this show, but we're going to tie it up or tie it on or tag on to next week's show next Monday. So hopefully you all will join us again next Monday and bring some women, ladies, our lady listeners, bring some of your friends and our men, you know, get some of your guys together as well, because we all have to understand one another in order to progress in this world. So let's move on to tonight's show. Remember, for those of you who are listening by phone, I don't think I covered this, but you have to select the number one if you do have a question or a comment. And for those of you online, I did cover that. You only have to, if you're going to submit anything online, you just put your comment and hit send, and we'll get it here. The chat line is open. So we are having, or we were having, a little bad weather here, and had some static going on the line. So just remember, if I'm ever disconnected or Tika's ever disconnected, the good thing about it tonight, Tika we'll be able to stay on if we are in, if we're disconnected here. But if that ever happens, just remain on the line because we will reconnect right away, if possible. So just want to make sure that you all are aware of that as well. Tika, do you have anything before I get started?
No, you can go ahead and just get started, and I'll tag on with my portion of letting go.
Okay. Well, basically what I wanted to start out with, of course, defining, and it's going to be a brief definition of letting go. And basically what letting go means is release. One of the words is release, and another is relinquish. And I found that, of course, you all know that sometimes we'll give you some other words that mean the same as these words. And for release, I found a word that means basically the same, which was interesting or is interesting, which is freedom. So release is basically the same as freedom. Relinquish, another word for relinquish is surrender. And so I found those two words, freedom and surrender, to be very integral parts for this particular topic tonight, for letting go. So keep those in mind. Keep that in mind. Letting go basically means you're walking into freedom. That's how I like to think about it. In order to walk into freedom, we sometimes have to surrender. And that's what I'd like for you to kind of keep in mind as we go through. I'm going to give you a lot more to hold on to as we go through some topics and some ways of letting go. So I want to make sure also that we understand two things about letting go. Basically, first, it does not mean your ability or your decision to let go does not mean that you are giving up on a situation or a person or something. So that's really important to understand, that it does not mean that you are giving up, particularly in relationships, and we're going to talk about that some more. Also, it does not mean that you are a failure. And I think that's really huge here. And really, we need to kind of stop and focus on that, and we will do that. But again, it does not mean that you are giving up, and it does not mean that personally you are a failure. In fact, I think it's really, really, I think it really does take a stronger person to decide this is not for me, or this person is not for me, or this thing is not for me, and I'm going to release it. I'm going to let it go. So I wanted to start there, and I want to share a verse with you, Leviticus 26 and 10. And I'm not one that kind of reads Leviticus. I can't say that I've ever really studied that chapter. So this kind of came to me by way of a book that I picked up today in reading, and it's a very short one. It's Leviticus 26 and 10. It says, clear out the old because of the new. So think about that. Clear out the old because of the new. And I want to explain this. Let's say, basically what I think this is saying, that there's something new. There's so much out there for us beyond what we ever can imagine, beyond what we can see, beyond our thoughts, and so on. And I say that because in John 10:10, it tells us that God comes so that we can have life more abundantly. So it's out there for us. And I think that we have to make a decision to open ourselves up to receive that by letting go whatever it is that's keeping you from moving forward, that whatever is keeping you in your past, okay? So, Tika, Jocasta, just feel free to jump in anytime you have something to share. Do you all have anything?
I do. I wanted to share a scripture that also, it's how I'm going to tie letting go into our show tonight, and that's Philippians 3 and 13 through 14. It says, but one thing I do is forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. It says, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So I'm tying in that with letting go of our past, because it's so many things that we can hold on to that will destroy our future and put a strain on our future and keep us from prospering in our future, because we are not able to let things go. And not letting things go, those tend to be strongholds, whether it's a situation or a person, circumstances. It's just something that we're refusing to let go, and we're allowing it to have more power over us than what we realize we have. We have the power to think on what we want to think, speak on what we want to speak, and do as far as our actions. We have the power to do that, and when we tend to let our past dictate our future, that is something that will definitely stay and continue to be a stronghold in your life, and it will continue to be the chains and the bondage that keep you from pressing forward and from moving forward.
Okay. I want to piggyback a little bit more on failure, because I think a lot of times we choose not to do or to stay where we are or to remain in our past because we are afraid of failure. We're afraid of just getting out there, letting ourselves go and following whether it's what we think our purpose is, our dreams, and so forth. So I really want to stick there for a minute because I want to make sure that I get my point across, or get a point across on this because, again, I mentioned that the ability or the decision to let go does not mean that you are a failure. However, I think there's a difference between being a failure and failing. And so I want to stop right there for a minute and focus on failure versus failing. And to give you a really good example, I want you to imagine, I'll say this, I think many of us, including myself, are failing or have failed at life, living life, and having it more abundantly. And now, does that mean we are failures? No. And the reason I say I think we are failing is because, again, we are living in the past, which means we're not right here in the present. We're not showing up for the game. So we are failing by default. And if you know what that means, it means, you know, if you are on a team, you're playing baseball or football, if you don't have enough players to play or if the team doesn't show up, the other team wins by default. There was no game. So we have life, and we've been promised life, and God promised us that he came so that we'd have it more abundantly. But, again, we have to be open to receive that. And when you're living in fear and you're holding on to things that keep you from moving forward, you're not in this life. So if you're not here today, you're back in yesterday, then you're gonna fail today because you've not shown up for today's life, for what God has for you today. So you're not in the present, you're in the past. So there's a huge difference, again, between being a failure and failing. So when we're holding on to things from the past, we're living in the past. So, again, we're not in the present, which means we're going to fail by default or lose by default. So wanted to share that. Jocasta, you feel free to jump in. Anything that relates to where we're going with this next Monday, feel free to jump in.
Okay.
And to make you understand that a little bit more, I was thinking as I was preparing for this topic and writing it up, you know, when we have our past thoughts, and that doesn't mean that we won't ever be able to or won't ever think about what has happened to us and things like that, but it's about being able to quickly reflect, if that's what you need to do, leave it there and move on. It's no different from, you know, today is 2012. When we see someone out in this day and time that for no reason, just their daily process, their dress attire is from the 60s. That's how they dress consistently. We look at them like, wow, they're stuck in the times. They're not up on the now. And I don't mean that we have to, let me say this. God's word does not change. It's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. But what that does mean is that we do have to, again, show up for this day and be present for that newness. So I hope that was a better way to help you understand the failure and failing by default, not showing up. And I thought about the song. I believe it's Choose the Lord Today or maybe Tomorrow, you know, because that's all we really have today. And so often we're either at yesterday, at what someone did or said or and it's hard. You know, we're at either yesterday or we're already on tomorrow. So we don't get to live life today and embrace what's here for us today. Because tomorrow we may be worrying about something today, and tomorrow never get here. we're not even faced with that problem or that situation. So that is very important when we're discussing or trying to determine, as we go through our ABCs of letting go, I want you to really think about where you fit in with that. Are you holding on to things because you feel like you're giving up on someone, you're giving up on yourself, or that it's going to create another failure in your life? Maybe it's neither. If it's not, then you need to determine why. What keeps you holding on to that? You know, I'm so often how we can ride in the car and we hear a song that takes us back to a bad memory, and I wonder how many of us decide, let's change the station. Just change it. Get your mind off the song. Turn it off so that we don't keep ourselves or our mind in that state. But I think inward, we want to just dwell there. For whatever reason, and I've been there as well, you just that song just captures you and just takes you right back to your pain, right back to your past. And I think that's where we have to learn. We've talked about on this show how in our minds, we have to learn how to capture those thoughts and move past them, because they do come to us as quickly as, I mean, sometimes out of nowhere. We've talked about that. Sometimes a thought will appear, but sometimes we have no control of them appearing in our minds, but the decision of what you do, how you allow it to affect you, is what we need to work on in order to move forward. When I say we, meaning myself as well. Okay, and the lines are open. See that we have a lot of callers tonight, so you guys, you know, you are a really quiet audience, but we want you to feel free to listen. To speak tonight. So for those of you who are just coming in, I see that we have some people that just logged in. Remember, or you do have to select the number 1 if you're calling in by phone. You do have to select the number 1 if you have a question or a comment. And if you're listening, if you're just coming in online, you have to be a registered follower for us to get your comment or question here. But you can also call in to do the same. You just have to select the number 1. I'm going to check the lines real quick here. And Jocasta, while I'm doing that, or Tika, if you guys have anything, feel free to go forward while I do that.
I want to mention a little bit about failing, just how it relates in my life and how I've learned to move beyond that, how I've learned to press forward in things that I once considered failures. There was a time that, and not far, when I say not far, I'm meaning that even up to about a year ago, I still just considered and saw myself as a failure, as if I had just failed in so many things. And since that was the mindset that I had, and since that's what I continue to think of myself as being, all I thought that I would do is continue to fail. And so in a sense, if you see yourself as failing and a constant and consistent failure, it will, in a sense, paralyze you in acting or in having an action to pursue something. You will not try to pursue anything else, because in the back of your mind, you're telling yourself, I'm just going to fail at this too. When in reality, we have to learn from our mistakes. Otherwise, how will we know? Most of us don't just go out, try something one time and succeed, and we can just say, I did it once and I got it. I'm already great at this. I'm already a success at this. I've succeeded, you know, my greatest imagination or my greatest expectations. No, it takes practice to get better at something. It gets practice to become greater. If you want to learn tennis, you practice and practice and practice. Every time you swing and miss the ball, don't consider yourself failing. You're just learning. You're learning how to perfect this skill. You're learning how to perfect that desire. You're learning how to perfect whatever it is you want. And so if there's something that you've gone after or sought after, or if it's something that you're desiring and you say, this door is closed, or I failed in this, or I did, that is the practice that's needed in order to take you where you want to be, where God wants you to be, and where you need to be. Otherwise, you're not going to just get it, and that door may not just instantly open. Venus and Serena, they didn't just get it instantly. Think of
any great athlete, Michael Jordan, he didn't just get it instantly. Look at the years and years and years of practice that took them to perfection. And so that's in turn how I look at the things that I didn't succeed in. I used to call them failures. Now I realize that, well, you know what, that's just what was needed for me to get better in it, for me to learn it better. I got to keep trying. Colonel Sanders, the man we all know from KFC Chicken, he had to try over 900 times to sell his recipe. Had he stopped at 754 or 832, we wouldn't know if KFC to this day. But he didn't have stop or quit in his mindset. His determination was, I'm going to achieve this. I'm going to win. You can't lose or you can't fail if you never quit. Failure only really comes in and comes to be when you've decided, well, I quit. But once you quit, know that you can never win because you already gave up. So I see the things in my life that I once saw as failure, it's just practice. It's practice that's needed to take me and to get me where I want to be and where I know God wants me to be. I don't see myself as a failure no more, or my actions as just, oh, a failure, oh, I failed at this again, I failed at that. I had to change my vocabulary, my mental vocabulary. My mindset had to change. And once I see it as something different and I call it something different, then I can walk in a much better, much more positive direction because I've made a choice to see it for something else. I've made a choice to recognize it as something else and speak with my mouth and call it something else and not just call it a failure, because when I was calling it a failure, I called myself a failure. And that was something that was so stuck on me and stuck in me, that was like my middle name, failure. But I'm so glad that I've learned to see it and recognize it as something different, because it is truly a form of bondage. And it was, even though there was other things that I wanted in life, I became paralyzed on even wanting to achieve them because I said, I'm just going to fail again. Okay. So no matter what, failures, you only fail when you quit.
And we had a show on before. It reminded me of we had a past caller that said that she was afraid of success. So there's so many things that we hold on to or we don't step into because we're holding on to something else. And that's to say this, not letting go really destroys the power of the present. And you think about that, not letting go destroys the power of the present. So, again, that means you're not here. You can't receive what's here for you because you're not here. You're in the past. So the power of the present, of course, is we don't always know what that is, because if we're at a place where we have let go and let God, then we're following Scripture where he tells us that, you know, all things work together for those who love the Lord and according to his purpose. That means whatever we're going through at that time, it also tells us that we should look at everything we go through as a way to we look at it as a challenge so that it brings perseverance to us. So it moves us to another level. Jocasta and I were talking about that earlier today, how when you start to change and you start to let go of things and people sometimes, because of the person that you are becoming a new person. You are not of the old. You're becoming a new creature. So people really don't know you as you were. So they feel like they're in the midst of someone new. So letting go is really a challenge. It takes work. It's a challenge because it's almost stepping into the unknown, and we can't do that with fear and faith. With fear and without faith, we can't do that. So a lot of us are living or holding on out of fear and lack of faith. And we've talked so much about faith is the key to our spiritual being. So faith unlocks the door to so many avenues. And I, like Tika said, KFC, I was reading the story of the Harry Potter. I've never read that book, never seen the movie, but I was not aware of, can't think of her name right now, but the author was turned down, I believe, 12 times with that book. Turned down 12 times, but she kept going. So that meant she didn't take the doors closed, or she didn't take the challenges of life. She didn't take the past pains and the past hurt. For instance, if you're hurt, you know, if you're a significant other, we've all been in bad relationships. If you just stop right there, if you just stop loving, I'm never going to get married again, I'm never going to love again, and this goes for men and women. If you just stop there, that means you're living in the past and you are, again, eliminating the power of the present. Because if you're holding on to that, you can't receive what someone else has for you, which could be really good for you. So I just want to share you want to share anything on that?
Yes, I was listening to Tika talk about failure, and you speak on failure. One of the things in failure, and she was saying, you know, if you quit, and just hearing all of these words, it just reminds me of rejection. We as people, completely just as people, do not like to be rejected. We don't. And you saying the person said they were scared of succeeding, they are scared to be rejected. Mm-hmm. And one thing you have to understand in going through your life, your day-to-day life, is that you're going to hear no. Mm-hmm. It's really not, if you do not hear somebody tell you no, then you really need to look out, because that person is really not there for you. You are going to hear no. I don't care. We can lighten this up and say, I don't care if your homegirl tells you no, that lipstick is wrong. Because if she doesn't, and you walk out and you have on that green lipstick and think that you just, that should be the best thing for your interview, you're actually wrong. So you got to hear no. You have to get rejected. In order to understand that your life is greater than that, you got to get rejected. And you have to accept the rejection. And the only way that you can accept the rejection is by faith. That goes to you saying being faithful. You have to have faith in everything you do. If you do not have faith, you absolutely are missing out on great things that God has for you. Rejection is something that I call the what-if factor. So then that would mean that if rejection is the what-if factor, that means failure is what-if. Because you can hear people say, well, what if I don't make it, so I'm not going to do it? What if I'm not chosen, therefore I'm not going to go? What if they don't hire me, I'm just not going to apply? Mm-hmm. What if has to come out of your vocabulary, and you have to think, but God can do. But God will do, and I know God has done. And by Tika giving examples in reference to her life, that is something that you could just build on by as a person, you know, as a woman, as a man. You could build off of that testimony and say, you know what, okay, I may have been a little afraid of failure, but right now I'm going to grab it by its, what do the people say, bootstraps, and I'm going to go for what I know. Because you have to be able to accept that you're not going to always be told, yes, you can have. We don't live in a world like that. And we have to be able to understand that rejection is going to come. And also, when you're saying the new person, if you go to Ephesians, the fourth chapter, it's going to tell you about letting go of that old man. That old man does not live in your life anymore. Once you let go of that old man, things in your life will get better. Once you let go of that old man, which is your past, you have to understand that your past is your past and you don't live there anymore. You have a new address. That new address is called the Word of God, Road, Avenue, Place, or whatever you want to end it with. But that's your new street. You do not live on the street of the past. You can, if you do that, that's still you holding on. That's still you not letting go. So you have to get that old man and let that old man know that he does not live there anymore. that you are a new man, you are a new woman, if you will. And by doing that, faith comes in. Faith has to come in. I mean, faith, you have to think of it as, okay, if I faithfully go to a Publix or a Kroger, you know how Kroger does their 10 for 10 and all of that. I faithfully go to that Kroger. Why can I faithfully trust on God that he'll give me a sale? His sale is better than a sale than you can ever get. So if we think of it as being that simple, they say faith of a mustard seed, it is just that simple. Waiting on something to go on sale, you know how we patiently wait on these things. And women do it all the time with clothes. We patiently wait. And that's what faith is. Faith is about just patiently waiting and knowing that your God will come through every time. But Kroger can go out of business the next day, because that's what happened to Circuit City. But God will never go out of business. He's always in business. And he's in business for us.
I agree. So well said. So thank you, Jocasta and Tika. And again, you guys, the lines are open. Surely you have something to say after that. So the lines are open. What we're going to do is we're calling it the ABCs of.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, are you still here? Okay, we seem to have lost Tammy.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I know she said that if she got disconnected to just go ahead and keep going, and I thought maybe everybody got disconnected, but I hope that the show is still going. I'm going to send her a text to see if she... I'm going to send her a text to see if she's connected or if she needs to get back connected into the show. Okay.
She has bad weather, so.
Okay, well, it's more clear on our area. Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, everybody, we're going to just continue to go on with the show, and then Tammy's going to come back in. The bad weather may have disconnected the line for her, so we're just going to continue on with the show until Tammy's able to come back through. One thing I wanted to mention about when we're talking about letting go, with going back into our past, because Dakota, you mentioned that as well, I realized that when I was in that more negative frame of mind and it was things in my past that, you know, it would just pop in my head, and I would think on it and wish that I could do it over. Things in our past, you cannot do your past over. You cannot do it over. You cannot rearrange it. You cannot make it new. It is simply that it is in your past. You can proceed forward and change and make new choices on some things you want to do and use your past as reference points. Like Tammy said, okay, well, we know to use our past for what not to do again. But you definitely don't want to go back there and think that you can straighten it up and rearrange it and do it again, because there are no do-overs in your past. We simply, I've mentioned in shows before, we can't even change 10 minutes ago. So you definitely can't change 5 years ago or 10 years ago or last year. You can't change anything about it. All you can do is press forward. Use the past as reference points. Use the past as something to teach you on, okay, well, I can do this, or this will equal this, because you can recognize a whole lot of cause and effect from your past, but you can't go and redo it at all. That's a place that I choose to stay out of, because the old me would go back into my past and dust off the cobwebs and try to rearrange the couch and rearrange that room and
try to bring that dead place back to life, trying to think, how can I do this over and how can I make this better? You can't. You can go back there and straighten it up if you want to, but it's done. It's done, and that's exactly what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to dwell on it. He wants you to come back there and revisit it, straighten it up, clean it up, and hang out with him. Because as long as you're back there hanging out, you will not be pressing on for your future. You won't be working towards goals. You won't be reaching towards your future. You won't be making any type of positive or productive plans because you're hanging out in your past trying to think of how you can do it over. And that is simply impossible. We cannot do over our past. Hello, Tammy?
I don't know what happened. I could hear you guys really good, but you could not hear me. So what? I apologize, you guys, but I'm not sure what happened. Just talking really to all of you, and I just heard you saying, where are you? So I'm back on. Continue on, Tika.
Great, great, great. I just want to share with our audience just to stay out of that past house. Just like DaCosta was saying, you know, your new street, the name of your new street and the name of your new avenue, whatever that old house was called, close the door. The lock is on it. Close it. Don't go back in there. Toss that key away because your parents can't do anything for you other than teach you and be a reference point for you on what to do or what not to do. That's all you can use your parents for. It can't do anything else for you. And one thing I realized in letting go, because with our show being called Letting Go, it made me wonder, why do we have such a strong desire to hold on to things? It made me want to try and figure out, what does holding on symbolize? Because holding on symbolizes something, but in actuality, holding on to something, there's death in holding on. There's a sickness and a dysfunction in holding on to something because you can't literally hold it. You can't literally keep it. You can't literally do anything about holding on to anything. If you're holding on to the good old days, if you sit back, I remember Pastor John at Life Church used to say, if you really sit back and think about it, the good old days really wasn't all that great. And there are greater days to come. But if you really just think the good old days were in the past, you'll just keep rehearsing those days and you'll keep telling yourself, well, I don't have any future great days, so I'm just going to think about the good old days. When God is trying to give you some great new days, but you have to walk towards the great new days and stay away from those good old days because, yes, there were some good days. I'm sure there were for everyone. But letting go simply means, just like Tammy says, you relinquish, you release, and there is true and absolute freedom in releasing those things that have kept you bound or those things that have hurt you or those people who have hurt you. Letting go means you're free. And if you are dealing with pain or if you're dealing with depression or if you're dealing with anxiety, if you're dealing with anything that is not causing you to be healthy and whole, you are holding on to something and you are clearly not letting go of something. And it will sabotage your future by holding on.
Thank you, Tika, and Tasha, thank you all for carrying on. Again, apologize for the disconnect to our audience.
Did you like to say something, DaCosta?
Yes, I wanted to definitely say that letting go is, like you were saying, you said moving forward and moving on. And in my book that I have, that I wrote, I have a poem in the book. And it talks about your toes. And your toes are pointed forward for a reason. They are not attached to the back of your heel because God did not mean for us to walk backwards. He meant for us to move forward into the light, and the light is He. And your toes, if they're on the front of you, why continue to try to walk back? That's why you will stumble and fall. Now, I didn't say you would break, but you may stumble and fall, and we all realize we can get back up. However, you have to know that God made your toes on the front of your feet so that you can walk into your destiny, so that you can walk into the light, and you can walk all the way to Him. You don't want to ever try to walk back, because if you turn into that pillar of salt, then you're all the way in an unclean place, and you know that He doesn't dwell there. You don't want to get stuck there in a rut in the past just because you didn't let something go, like a friend who held you down. Or your, let's say you know that you probably should have gotten a divorce, but you've just been separated for 10 years. Let it go. Let's say you've been with a man for 10 years and he never asked you to marry him. Well, he really is not. Let him go. A friend who's used you and abused you and never given anything to you is not good for you. Let them go. And that's all of these things are in your past, in your past, in your past. Use those tools to go forward into the light, and the light is he, and he is who? God.
Wow. Okay.
Very good.
Are we having church? Okay. We're going to go through the ABCs, and again, I'm going to move through these quickly because I want to at least get all of them out. We won't go over all of them tonight on tonight's show, but they will leave you hopefully with some thought process about where you are with letting go of some of these things. So let's start with A, and again, with the ABCs of letting go. And remember all that you've taken in thus far from Tika, from Jocasta, and from myself. Remember all of this because, and keep in mind, it is about moving forward. It is about moving from your past. It is about showing up in the present so that you won't fail by default or lose by default, because isn't it a terrible thing to lose, to know, to have a possibility of winning? And I think we are winners because we are God's children. So we came in with inheritance, with greatness, with newness. So think about all these things, and again, as I go through them, don't allow yourself to allow this to settle in as a negative. Because again, every day that you wake up on this side of the dirt, it's a new opportunity, a new way, a new start. And we cannot start if we're at yesterday. So starting with A, anger, anxiety, attachment, assumptions. B, and again, there may be more, lots more. If you all have some to share, please jump in. B, bitterness, baggage, bad relationships, betrayal, bad people in your life, bad memories. C, controlling people or controlling behavior. Maybe you're wanting to be more in control or in control of everything. Clutter. Controlling parents is another one under C. Controlling people, I mentioned that one. D, disappointment, drama. Dreams is on here, and I had to really think about that, and we'll come back to that one. Depression, doubt, divorce. E, ego, your ex. Expectations, emotional baggage. We mentioned baggage earlier, and emotions. For F, we have fear, friends, which is a matter of, like, bad relationships, and like Jocasta was saying, you know, those people that just does not work for us. And sometimes it's friends, sometimes it's family, sometimes it's coworkers, so forth. Frustrations. G, we have guilt, grudges, grief, guilt, and regret. For H, we have hurt, hate, and hurtful people. For I, we have insecurities, idols, infatuation. For J, we have jealousy and judgment. That's a big one there. For K, Jocasta, I think you had one for K, right?
Yes, kidnapping.
I wanted you to see that one. She's going to explain that when I get through going. She's going to explain that one. She provided that one, so I wanted her to say it. Okay. L, we have love and lost, or loss. And then M, material things, mistakes. And this is the list. I didn't put all these on here. Married men, memories, and my ex is what it said, but it had ex under the E's as well. My past, and Mr. Wrong or Mrs. Wrong. N is negativity, negative people, negative thoughts, negative energy, negative friends. So if you can see, some of these are a repeat, but they are just trying to keep them under the alphabet. For the O, it lists old habits, old hurts, old friendships, old love, and other people's problems.
Can we add oppression?
P, yeah, oppression. P, we have pain, past relationship, perfectionism, people who hurt you. We'll come back to R because I think Jocasta had something for Q, I'm sorry. R, we have resentment, regret, religion, rage, resistance. S, we have stress, shame and guilt, and sin. For T, I really love this one, the person you used to be. That's one of my favorites out of this list that we found. And for you, unavailable people in your life. And I really like this one. This was more talking about relationships. So unavailable people, unhealthy relationships, whether it be friends, families, again. And, again, it's naming some of these things over. Unforgiveness. V, we have victim mentality. I like that one as well. And for W, worry, what people think of you. For X, again, we have your ex. And then I think Jocasta had some for Y as well. And Z. So that's what we kind of went through the alphabet and pulled out some things that we won't go through all of those, and probably we may not get to go through the entire alphabet, but we'll carry on next week. For anger, I just want to say, I want to reiterate, we shared a quote with you on a past show speaking about anger, and I want to read this to you again. Anybody can become angry. That's easy. But to be angry with the right person to the right degree and at the right time and for the right purpose and in the right way is not within our power, and it is not easy. So what that's saying is not within everyone's power, and it's not easy. So what that's saying is, to me, and what I got out of this in the last show, one of the last shows, is I remember giving you an example of, you know, we can leave the house, we're angry with our spouse or someone, and we're on our way to work or wherever, and someone pulls out in front of us, and we blow off the handle. It's not really directed to that person because we're still back at the house. In the past, we've not let go of some things that we're angry about or that are going on inside of us. So I really like that. It's we can become angry, but are we getting angry with the right person? Are we angry with the right people to the right degree and at the right time and for the right purpose and in the right way? Again, I think sometimes so much of our anger is because we hold on to so much from the past, so much hurt, past hurts, past pains, relationships and so forth. We don't move on, and what that does to us, it confuses. It goes against where we should be going. So we're trying, like Jocasta said, those toes are pointed in a direction for a reason. But we are going against the grain because today is here. The present is here. But we are not. We're not. So I wanted to share that on anger. And Jocasta and Shatika, if you all want to go in and fill in for the B's or whatever as we go through, if you need me to rename one of them. Bitterness was for B, bad relationship, baggage. So we want to cover at least one of them. And I'm going to check the lines to see if anybody has a question or a comment. We're okay. And remember, select it as number one if you do have a question or comment, and I'm going to check the chat as well.
I want to just give just a small excerpt on bitterness.
Okay.
And I have that bitterness is the fruit of unforgiveness, and bitterness causes a very deep-seated resentment. It creates hatred and ill will. And it also erodes relationships. It taints your perception. It contaminates the anointing from, you know, God. It contaminates any type of discernment from God. And it hinders your true, it hinders your spirit. It hinders you from being able to move forward. And it is definitely one thing that, of course, is something that keeps you bound. This is, you can also find out about bitterness through Jeremiah 4:18 and Hebrews 12:15. what the Bible, what the Word has to say about bitterness and what it does for you. And it's, of course, tied to anger. But, you know, that's where Jesus says, you know, be angry but sin not. But once you're bitter, you know, once you're bitter, once you're angry, then it's a whole lot that you're getting ready to do because your emotions have completely flared out of control once you reach this state of mind.
Right, I agree. It does come from holding on to unforgiveness, and it does go right to that. We have a caller. I'm going to go real quick and check here. And I didn't say this, but the way that we identify you and bring you in, I will give you your area code, and we're getting ready to bring in someone from the 678 area code with the last four digits of 1033. Again, your area code 678. The last four digits is 1033. Caller, you're on the air with us. If you'll please state your comment or ask your question. Caller?
Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. I just wanted to call in because you all are being very, very informative. I just wanted to say I totally agree with the ABCs that you all are speaking about. I wanted to tell Chikasta that I've actually had the pleasure to read her book, and it's most helpful. And I wanted to ask you all, when do you all feel like, you know, you're speaking about letting go? What's the difference when you're trying to hold on and be prayerful and wait on God? Then the difference in you just knowing, like, it's a wash, it's time to let go if it's a present situation.
This is Tammy, and thank you for calling in. And I'd like for Jocasta to share the name of her book as well. But if I could ask, and if you don't want to share this, can you give us a more specific what type of situation? Could be a relationship situation or job situation?
I'm not really speaking on anything in particular. I mean, it could be a job. It could be a relationship. I'm just really meaning, like, if you're – let's just use a job, for instance. If you're in a job and you know that you need that as a means to provide for your family, but you really know you're not being fulfilled there, is not really where you want to be, you don't feel like you're able to give your all, like, is it good to stay in the situation where you feel like you're kind of settling a little bit but you need it? Or just to move on and to press to something that you feel like you're called to do?
Okay. I'll answer my take on that, and then everybody else can do it as well. It really depends, and I say it starts with your relationship with God. And if you're in doubt, and particularly with jobs, I mean, I think that when God tells you to move and to go, you do it regardless of whatever it is. Some people have been fulfilled with such greatness by being able to, number one, discern the voice of God, to know and understand that it is He that I hear. So I think, number one, if you have some doubt, if you're really not sure, then pray more, fast more, so that you can get you should have that peace about it. And if you don't and you move anyway, again, God creates newness for us every day. And I feel sometimes we are put in situations or allowed in situations so that God is glorified through us even more. And so sometimes when, I know we were doing a Bible study and still doing a Bible study, and it talked about being in the cave, sometimes we just have to be able to endure that cave because we know that God is working and dealing with us in that cave. So my answer would be if you're having some doubt or if you're really not sure, pray and fast and get people in your life that can go in prayer with you and talk about it, and then God will – you'll have some peace about it, I think, before making those type of decisions. So that would be my answer because I really do understand. I know when I was asking forever – when do you know it's God? And everybody would say, you will just know. And I didn't understand that, and it wasn't the answer that I wanted to hear. And the more I grow, the more I can discern his voice. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm going to always make the right decision or do the right thing, but it's something
right.
about growing and the reading of his word and praying and fasting and really just mm-hmm. identifying what's going on with you, in you, and allowing God, letting go and letting God. And I know it sounds a little bit simple to say, because, again, it is work. So, Jatasa and Tika, do you all want to add to that? Thank you. It's a good question.
It is. I just want to just share what Tammy had to say about it, because that is something that I do as well, because I'm just going to give you this is that's exactly what I would do. Whenever I'm feeling any type of doubt or confusion or uncertainty, I know that, you know, God is not the author of that, and I know that all of that confusion is coming from the enemy. So the one thing that I will do is I will stop and I will pray, and then I will also fast. So fasting and prayer has given me the most amount of clarity. But another thing that I also do when I'm not, you know, when I'm getting a lot of what I feel to be mixed messages, I tend to not, you know, some people and people of the world, they will say, well, you're isolating yourself. It's not that I'm isolating myself, but I tend to kind of pull away from reaching out and talking to too many people, because if I talk to 10 people about it, I'm going to get 10 different
yeah,
people, and that's just going to mm-hmm. make my confusion even greater. So it's not that I'm
right.
isolating myself, but I'm withdrawing from all of these worldly views, and even though some views may, you know, be for my best interest, or they're out of giving
right.
my love when I try to seek, you know, guidance from other people, sometimes I just need to hear it from God. And even though I know people may have love for me, when I seek that, I just have to pull away, and I just have to get one-on-one with God. And he will speak to you with whatever it is, whether it's you staying in a job position or staying in a certain place or staying in a relationship, no matter what place that is, you got to hear from him. So be careful with your emotions and do not act out impulsively on what you think you may want to do. If the heat feels like it's getting too hot in whatever it is you're in, don't just impulsively jump, because your emotions will throw you off track and make it wrong every time. You got to be still in order to be able to hear the right type of guidance, the right type of instruction, and to really hear his voice. So just if you're praying about something, you know he doesn't answer us in his timing. But and another thing I also want to share with you, God says you will recognize me by my fruit. His fruit is not painful. His fruit is not unhealthy. His fruit does not create pain and havoc in our lives. And so whether it's coming to you, whatever it is, the situation that you're in, when you want to hear answers from God, know that if it's something you're in or a relationship or a job, if there's a lot of pain being created in that situation, God says you'll recognize me by my fruit. And if you don't see that as being his fruit, that's usually a clear indication as well. But praying and fasting will definitely bring you more clarity than anything I can think of.
That was a good word. Thank you. Good word.
You're welcome.
I want to, and Jacoste, you may have something to add, but I want to just talk more about the prayer partner and accountability partner.
Oh, yes.
And I certainly agree with Tika. You really have to be selective as to where you go and who you go to, because, you know, everybody is that brings the word is not of the word. And Satan can whisper in our mind so quickly until we think that those are our thoughts. And that's why we were talked about on this show so much about, you know, God's word tells us to think upon those things that are good, true, and all of those things. So we have to remember that, and it should be some peace there. And when there's not, you just have to trust God. You just have to keep praying, keep trusting, and keep realizing that I'm moving forward regardless, because we have to remember that all things do work together for us. We can make the wrong choice, as we all do, but just if you do that and you find that you have, just remember, go back in prayer and make sure that you have an accountability partner. I mean, I know I have two good ones, and they both are just equally as good, but they're both different. So they both are giving me the word or advice based on the word, but they bring it in a different way. So I know that I may have to call this one to tell me, you need to calm down, you need to just stop for a minute. where the other one, she's going to lightly give it to me. But I have to be willing to go where I know I'm going to get what I don't want to hear sometimes. So get a really strong accountability partner in your life that can really, that you can go to about anything, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and that will pray for you, that you know will pray for you. Not just say, I'm going to pray for you, that you know is going to be in agreement with you before God about what decisions you need to make.
And I want to add one more thing. I want to add one more thing before we get off the subject. Sometimes when you're making a decision, sometimes it may initially feel like, oh, no, I made the wrong decision. Sometimes we just think that we've made the wrong decision, but we don't see the bigger picture, and we don't see how God is about to work this out, because that's just how it feels to us at this moment, at this time, because we have a very, very extremely limited understanding when it comes compared to God. We do not see, I mean, we can't see 1 hour from now. We have no idea what's about to take place. So be careful in second-guessing yourself. Don't be double-minded. You know, you got to, that's what our last show was about. He can give you the most clarity. But then when you do make a decision and it doesn't feel, seem, or look like you made the right one, don't move or act on that as well, because even though it may not look like it or feel like it or it may not seem like it, you could have made the right decision. God is just still in the process of working it all out. Just like Tammy said, he works it all out for our good to those who are called according to his plans and his purpose. He truly does, and he can even fix your mistakes. Only he can. Nobody else can, but God can, and he will, because right. That's what his word said that he would do.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and particularly for coming in to ask such a good question. So thanks. Anything else? Anything you want to share about what we've provided? Or?
Yeah, you all have been, like I said, very informative. I've enjoyed the show. And, yes, thank you. Thank you all so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very well. All right. Mm-hmm.
All right, that was wonderful. See, you guys, what questions and comments do to a show, it brings
yes.
a totally different perspective to it. So please, you don't have to give your name. You don't have to give any of that. If you have a question or a situation, pose it, because we all are going through something. I remember saying we're either going through it, just coming out of it, or getting ready to go into it. So that's why it's important, again, to have shows like this. And I know I'm just so excited because we're growing, and I had someone tell me, in order, you know, for you to be growing like you are and talking about the things that you're talking about, you know, it's not dramatized. It's not, we're not sugarcoating it, so to speak. We're bringing God into it, and people usually don't want to sit and listen, you know, an hour and a half on a Monday night for that, you know. So people are hungry for the knowledge. You know, they're hungry for it. We're hungry for it. But we got to bring that wisdom into it, too, because, you know, knowledge without action is really nothing at all. So you're going to get the knowledge on Monday nights. Put it to work. Put it to work. So many of you have been listening with us from day one. For you new listeners, I feel led to tell you, specifically since we're talking about letting go, move your trash can tonight. I used to say that just about every show. I've not said that in a long time. And you're probably thinking, what in the world is she talking about? But move your trash can and write down how many times you go back to where it used to be. It's amazing to just, it's kind of like the lights go out, and how many times do you go turn? You know the lights are out. You know utilities or whatever, electricity is out from a storm, hopefully. But you go back and you several times to turn the light on. So our minds are conditioned. You know, we're just conditioned to kind of, for habit, routine. So we have to create newness. We have to be open for it. So I challenge you, please, go do it now. Go move the trash can. And then just see how many times you go back there. And as soon as you get used to it being somewhere else, move it again. And that shows you how we can get into routine without really knowing it. I leave my house sometimes wanting to go another way because I usually go, you know, a different, the same way most of the time. But sometimes it's so routine until I'll still go the same way I usually go, but I should have been going to the right. So we have to, we just have to get in a different mindset as we grow. And to go back to that question from our caller, God really can. I think sometimes when we think we've heard from, we thought we've heard from God, that we think that everything about this particular situation is going to be perfect and excellent. No problems, no setbacks, no worries. And it's not always that way. I think when God tells us to go and to do something, it doesn't always mean that the road is going to be without bumps and bruises. Mm. So we just have to know that we have to keep traveling because we know we're on the right road. And more importantly, we have to keep traveling, but we also have to know when God's saying, okay, you need to take a stop here. You need to rest here. You need to turn left. You need to turn right. And so it's really all about discerning the voice of God, even in letting go. So the lines are open, and we will continue to go through our ABCs of letting go. I don't think we've gotten any farther than C, you guys. Yeah, we're on C. Controlling behavior, controlling people is what I pulled out. But you guys may have some more. I think we have another caller, so I don't think you'll get a chance to. Hold on, you guys, I'm sorry. I think we have 678 is the area code. 9759 is the last four. You're on air with us?
Yes, hi. How's everybody doing?
We're good. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Sick,
a little under the weather, but I wasn't going to come in and talk tonight because, again, I've been under the weather. And hi, Jacosta. Hey, Chica and everybody.
Hi.
I'm going to jump back a little bit because you guys talked about failure. You talked about depression. You talked about anger. You talked about forgiveness. And I will tell you that I was one of those people that, women, that was in that category. Didn't know how to forgive, didn't know how to move forward, depressed, in a black hole. And I tell you that once you begin to let God control every situation, your situation will get better from there. I know because I've lived it, I am living it. You know how sometimes, well, I'll say this, what you plant grows. You know, sowing a seed, what you plant grows. If you find yourself with spiritual indigestion and a testimony that is sick, then you look at your spiritual diet. What are you feeding yourself spiritually? And that's where my life began. See, I thought I had life before. I didn't have life. Now, with what God is doing for my life and letting God lead my life and control my life, I'm living. For the first time in my life, I'm living. I was able to, in the past, all the things that happened to me in my past, I was able to forgive that person and move on, forgive that person and move on. Because back in my past, I wasn't able to move on. I didn't know how to move on. I used to say, God, I'm sick of this. I don't want to keep failing that relationship. I don't want to keep failing at this. When is going to be my time? You know, when is going to be my time? Well, about a year ago, I'd say about 2 years ago, when I really got to know God. I knew God, but I didn't know God. But when I really began to search for God and let God become the figure, the number one figure in my life, and serve, be a servant of His and only serve Him, that's when I began to realize all those other things that I thought mattered, they don't matter. Not at all. They don't make me, you know. God makes me. He completes me. When you begin to live for God and only God, man, nothing else matters. I'm here to tell you, I live for Him every day. I serve Him every day. I'm happy. I'm happier than I've ever been because I let things go. I moved on. Those toes that Jacosta talking about, those toes are out, and they are walking forward, not backwards. I don't want to go backwards. I want to get whatever God has for me. I want God, you know, letting God be the head of my life and being at peace. Oh, my God. Being at peace. Man, we serve a mighty God. God is amazing. But he's amazing when you allow God to come in, especially when you are living in that dark hole and there's no visibility of God. When there's no visibility of God, you got to step out and say, you know what, God, here I am. You control everything. I give it all unto you. You mold me into what you want me to be. I am a better person, man. I'm a better person. I thank God every day for where he's taken me in my life. I know sometimes, you know, I fall short sometimes. Nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. Sometimes when I begin to find myself inside the house and not being busy, I fall short sometimes. I get to thinking, okay, God, you know, it's been a long time. I haven't been on a date in a while, you know, 3 years. I haven't had, you know, a date. You know, when is going to be my time? But, you know, as I sit and wait here patiently and have faith that God's word is born and just keep the faith alive, I know that God is going to produce. One day he's going to produce it to me. But if I never get it, that husband, those children, if I never get it, I still have to be happy with what God has given me. And I am happy. For the first time in my life, I'm living. I'm living for me. I'm conquering those fears. I've conquered fears of dogs and cats, fears of water. You know, I'm conquering fears. I'm doing things I've never done before because I'm finally living, and I'm living for God. And once you let God guide you and be the head of your life, nothing else matters. He didn't say every day was going to be perfect. We're going to have those trials. We're going to have tribulations. But when you begin to walk with God and be in accordance with God, man, nothing else matters. So I say to Tika, DaCosta, and Tammy, you guys, keep up the good work. And you are so right. We as women, we got to learn how to step up and be accountable and have people to hold us accountable. I think sometimes when I get in my set in my ways, I can call 901 and she's able to say, okay, honey, you got to let this go. You got to do this better. Being accountable, having some accountability. And again, I thank God for where he's placed me in my life because I'm able to move forward and look back and say, God, I wasted all that negative energy on crying every day because a man didn't want me. Okay, that was his loss. I know what I have to offer, and I know being a servant of God, living for God, and walking in God's way, and walking in God's ways, it's going to be better for me in the long run. So that's all I have to say. I didn't mean to take up a lot of time, so God bless everybody.
No, thank you. And
so
thank
we
you
love
for
praise
you.
Report.
Share that because,
a
I mean.
Testimony and a praise report, that speaks volumes. It truly does.
This is for our audience. This is one of our listeners who sometimes beat us in the queue for the show. I've logged in a number of times, and she's just sitting there kind of waiting. So we have some people that have been with us from day one and not missed the show. And so I'm just so thankful because, again, it takes a lot to tune in for so long for topics and subjects like this because the world is so full of drama, and it has us just longing and wanting more of drama. I remember hearing a story of a mother and a wife who says, I read the gossip papers because it makes me feel better about my life. You know, that's a sickness that a lot of women are going through, a lot of mothers. And so if that's the life they're living, then what are they passing on to their young girls? And I'm speaking on women and young girls because I'm a woman and I once was a little girl. So, you know, that's what this show is about. So, Tasha, thank you for tuning in with us and sharing some things with us tonight. So you just blessed us. And I wanted to just kind of share on when you talk about being so happy now because you've allowed God in your life, I want to just challenge the listeners, you know, if look back at where you are now. If you know that you've not As our caller said, been in the Word. It's kind of like if you feel like God is far away. I used to hear this all the time. If you feel like God is far away, guess who moved? because God doesn't move or leave us. You know, we go astray. So if you're feeling that way, if you've been doing things your way, and you realize you're looking around and saying, wow, I have a lot of ABCs to let go, then what do you have to lose? And again, don't think because you step over, you know, to God's side that you're not going to ever have to go in the cave or you're not going to ever have any bumps and bruises. The difference is you go through these things differently. There's a sense of, as the caller said, there's a sense of peace. There's a sense of not being alone in what you're going through, even a sense of not feeling like you have to control it or handle it, because we can't. We can't. We're not alone. We have to do it through God. So thank you for sharing. And what I hear you saying is that you're not going to fail by default. You have chosen to show up and allow God's newness, the promises that he gives to us every day for life more abundant. So you showed up for the game. You showed up to play. And you are practicing to win. And the practicing is the praying, the reading your word. And again, we're not perfect. We're not going to be, but let's start focusing on what we are overcoming rather than what we are not so perfect in. Because you'll wake up one day and you'll find that, wow, I've grown in that area. So not that we don't have to reflect upon what things we have to let go or work through, but every time if you go there, then start thinking about something just as positive. What have I changed? What have I conquered through God? And if your thoughts take you to a negative place where, you know, we're so quick to say we're not perfect, and we're not, and I still have work to do, when you do that, then make sure that you are confirming that with something that you have become almost perfect in, if you want to say that, or that you have grown past and grown through, because that helps us keep going. It just helps you keep going. You know how when you're traveling, sometimes I've been traveling and think, I'm lost. But as soon as I see that sign that says wherever I'm going or something near, oh, boy. So that's kind of what we need to do, remind ourselves of you know, what we're passing now to let us know we're on the right road rather than where we've been, where we're coming from, and that's what it's about, letting go. So thanks again for sharing, and Jocasta or Tika may have something else to add. If not, I'll keep going, you guys. You know, I'll talk. Y'all have anything?
No, that was just really good what you had to say. It was just really, really good just because you are, you know, You are walking in newness each day because you intentionally have a purpose to serve him. And the more you have a purpose to serve him and the more you have a purpose to know him, he continually gives you eyes to see. You see with the eyes that he gives you, not earthly eyes, but it's like you have a whole new set of eyes. You have a whole new set of eyes, and you can appreciate so much more. And I can truly understand that because I'm on that journey as well. I'm on that journey as well to where I want to see. I want to see clearly. I'm ready to wake up, and it's in knowing and recognizing what you can put your mind on. And even if anything comes to you, I know that you're able to cast it down. I know you're able to cast down anything that comes against you that opposes the word of God. I know you're able to cast down any type of words, any type of actions, anything. And it keeps you pressing forward, and it allows you not to hold on to anything. Because that place you used to be, I used to be there too. And that place that you're going, I'm going there too. So like Tammy said, there's so many of us that are hungry, and we're seeking and we're reaching for, you know, seeds of nourishment and seeds of encouragement just because where we used to be, we don't want to be there no more. That's a life that we know for a fact. I don't want that, and I know that there has to be something better. And it's a certain group of people that are reaching and leaning and yearning for something better, and that's a blessing. That's a blessing because I know that that's who God brings to this show. And I know that he, you know, the seeds that we plant, our listeners, our callers, our supporters, you plant seeds in us as well because it continuously encourages us and inspires us to move forward as well.
Okay, well, this is Tammy, and we're winding down. We have about 10 minutes to go, and I want Jocasta to be able to kind of share some more about what we're going to do next Monday. And Jocasta, if you don't mind, would you give them some more about the A Circle for Me, and then your book as well. So we didn't get to go, and that's okay, because, you know, Jocasta and I talked earlier today as well. You know, we don't want to show up with this program that we can't deviate from, because we want to allow God's will for this show. So we did not cover a lot of the ABCs, but again, like we said, we're going to come back next week, and we are asking you, particularly ladies and guys, but ladies, we do want to start connecting in a different way without judgment and so forth. So before I turn it over to Jocasta, I have a very important announcement, and I'm just disappointed that I have not did it thus far, but I have a 24-year-old son that turned 24 today, so I want to send a shout-out and say happy birthday to my wonderful son, Brandon. He has just been the light of my life and just a great, great son. So I wanted to say happy birthday to him. So I just want to leave it here, and then I'm going to turn it over. Just want to make sure that you guys don't see yourselves as failures. Don't see the things that you've gone through as failing. Decide to show up for life. Decide to show up, and I promise you, add God to it, and you won't lose. Please do, if you have not moved your trash can tonight, please do, and come back next Monday and tell us how many times you went back to where it used to be, and think about how the habits in your mind that you've allowed to form, the people in your mind that you've allowed to stay there while we keep going back. But before we end and turn it over to Jocasta, I want to say, start to see your challenges and disappointments as opportunity to grow. You know, grow through what we go through. Start looking at them as that way. If you think you're in the cave, if you think you're in isolation time, just say, okay, God, if I'm here, if I got to be here, then do have your way with me. You know, what next? Be prepared for what next. Learn to cope with major and drastic changes in your life without falling apart and staying there, because we need that shoulder sometimes to cry on. We need that accountability partner. That's why that's so important. So have your meltdown, but have someone there to say, okay, here's your tissue. Let's get up. Let's go. Let's try it again. Let's go back. And heal. Heal. Let go. Learn to heal and move on, because there's not going to be another relationship. There's not going to be any of that. If you're bringing Tommy with you to Joe, then it's not going to work with Joe. It's not. So learn to heal from experiences, past hurts, past people. Learn to heal. And in doing this, just look for, get up waiting for serenity, happiness, and a successful, meaningful life. Expect that every day that you get up. Tell yourself that. Write it. Get you a 99-cent red lipstick. Write it on your bathroom mirror. Do whatever it takes to remind you that I will not allow my thoughts to take me where they are trying to take me, because we know Satan comes to rob, steal, and kill. That's why he plants people, things, and thoughts in our lives. So just reflect on that. And Jocasta, we have about 7 minutes, and just feel free to kind of talk as much as you want to about next Monday and the book, and then I'll let you know when we're down about to a minute if we get there.
Okay. Well, it was a great evening. I enjoyed myself. I want to thank you, Tammy. Thank you, Tika, for just enlightening me and obviously enlightening the callers, our listeners, and just letting them know that there are people out there who truly are genuinely caring about you. And that's what you all are doing with this evolution, this change, this great, wonderful radio that you've actually went out into the airwaves to get and tinkle our ears to the right sound, and meaning the right sound is the genuine sound. And these are your accountability people right here, definitely. I said at the beginning of the show that I'm Jocasta Odom. I'm the CEO and founder of Sister Circle. And the Sister Circle is a women's organization that I started in Valdosta, Georgia in 2002. So it's actually my 10th year of starting the Sister Circle. However, we are 6 years strong this year, but we are celebrating our 10th year, and we're going to have a great gala on November the 17th. Every caller is definitely invited, and you can go to our website at www.acircleforme.org. That's www.acircleforme.org. And get your ticket for the gala, which is November the 17th. The Sister Circle, it's about ladies coming together who can talk, cry, laugh, just enjoy each other's company. Just know that while you're sitting there, no one's looking at you at wondering, why did you decide to go natural? Why is your hair perm? Why do you have a weave? Why do you have a wig? We can care less. What we love and care about is you as a person. We care about your worth. We care about just letting you know that if someone is not there to take care of you, the circle is. A circle is not a square. There's no corners to open up and let your information out. A circle is a circle. And when in that circle, the ladies know that what goes on in this circle stays in the circle. The Sister Circle has a mission just to bring together women of all nationalities, cultures, and backgrounds and show them you are worth a lot. We want to provide the forum every quarter. Now we're going around so we can provide it on Saturdays. It's just growing miraculously. We like to motivate women, just love them, and show them friendship. The purpose is, of course, to put God first in order for us to grow, but the organization's primary goal is to help women understand that settling is stressful, but knowing your worth is blissful. And on Monday, I'm going to be on the show again, and we'll be able to tap into the letting go, the settling, to know that you just don't have to settle for a buck or five. A five-star restaurant is also good. It's the best thing for you. God gives you five stars, so why do we settle for McDonald's? I'm just saying. We want to let women know that you are just worth more than picking a man up in your car because he does not have a car. You, if you ask for that thing, you will get that. You have to go beyond that. You're worth more than that. We're here to let women know that we give gifts at the Sister Circle. The next Sister Circle is here in Georgia, September the 15th. It'll begin at 2 p.m. You can go back to our website at www.acircleforme.org. Again, the website is www.acircleforme.org. And you can call. Our number is 678-571-5644. But all of our information is on our website. We're just there to let you know that we'll work hard for you. At the Circle, you don't have to lift a finger. Every woman knows that we serve you. A servant is something that a lot of women don't get to see because you're always serving your husband, your children, at work. You're serving. But at the Sister Circle, you don't have to do that. We serve you. We're here to assist women during the difficult times of life, such as divorce, breakup, loss of a loved one, health problems, whatever it is, we're here for you to lean on.
Pastor, we have just under a minute to go, so I just wanted to make sure that everyone knows I will post on the Butterfly Evolution site all of the information that Jocasta has provided. And then, again, we'll be back next Monday. So, ladies, please, please, please gather your friends and just make a night of it. Have some dinner or some snacks ready and just make a night of it. We may even add some more time to the show so that we can go over if we need to. So I just want to say thank you. It has been a wonderful show. So many things have happened today to try to take over this show and not let it happen. But as I told Jocasta in one of the emails, that the devil is a lie, and we know that we're on the right road, so we're going to keep moving forward.
And tell them that they can purchase my book also on the website.
Okay. And we'll put that out there as well. So if you all want to find out any more information about Jocasta, I'll have it out there, and then we'll be back on next Monday as well. So, guys, this show next Monday is for you as well. We need you guys to understand us a bit better as we work to understand ourselves a bit better. So that is a process. Thank you all for tuning in tonight, and we look forward to all your trash cans and coming on to tell us how many times you went back. So someone make sure that they do that so that they can share that next week. Again, thank you all for tuning in. You have a good night. We're down to our last seconds. Thank you.
Good night.